Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday, April 8th, 2025 meeting of the Derry Township Board of Supervisors. I'm calling this meeting to order at exactly 7:01, and this board met in executive session beginning at 6 o'clock to discuss legal issues. And so with that, our first order of business is the Pledge of Allegiance. If everyone would please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Jackson, if you wouldn't mind taking the roll.
Sure. Supervisor Zmuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
Supervisor Giovanello.
Here.
And Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
We have five present.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. All right. Our first order of business is the visitor and public comment. And before we get started with that, just want to remind everybody in the room that our meetings are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. So if you come to the podium and are part of the public comment, you will be on tape. So with that, I will open up the microphone for anyone who would like to offer public comment. And if you would, please give us your name, your address, and keep it under 3 minutes. All right. Seeing as no one is approaching the podium, we will close the first opportunity for public comment and move on to this evening's consent calendar. So for those of you that are in the room, the back there's an agenda, and it lists the items that are on this evening's consent calendar, and this board may choose to approve all of those items at once or take them off and discuss each item. So I will leave it to the will of the board how they wish to proceed with this evening's consent calendar.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar items A, B, and C.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Zmuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there any questions or comments about this evening's consent calendar? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. And with that, the consent calendar is adopted unanimously. All right, moving on to our new business items for this evening. The first is the consideration to authorize the advertisement for the sale of the township-owned property. Mr. Watts, if you could please provide a background on this agenda item.
The Public Works Department has several pieces of equipment or inventory that has exceeded its life expectancy or has been replaced. Increasing maintenance costs and or parts are often difficult to obtain with this older equipment. It is recommended that the below listed equipment inventory be advertised for sale through an online public auction such as Municipid, as they are no longer useful for the township. It's a 1997 Toro Aero Thatch 83 Cedar. There's no need to replace it at this time. We're currently using our Land Pride Overseeder purchased in 2007. A 2008 Bobcat Toolcat 5600T. This has been replaced this year in March. A 2002 GMC dump truck. It's a Western Star 47X stainless steel dump body truck. It has been budgeted to be replaced in 2025. And two 30-foot flagpoles. These flagpoles were salvaged from the old recreation center. Request consideration to allow the Public Works Department to include additional equipment as discovered.
All right, thank you, Mr. Watts. And if we decide to use items on this agenda, on this list of things, specifically the flagpoles, we could always pull them off.
Yeah, and we won't list those directly. I've been in contact with Tyndale to see if they can determine if those can be salvaged.
Okay.
If they could be, what the cost to install them would be and what the cost for new would be.
Okay.
So that we can consider that. But that won't go, we won't put that on right away.
Okay, great. Thank you. Just for point of reference, we were thinking that perhaps we could use those flagpoles at the recreation center potentially. If it doesn't work, that's great. But better to use what we have than buy new.
Right.
So, all right. Is there any questions for Mr. Watts on this agenda item? Okay, with that, is there a motion to approve the sale of the items listed by Mr. Watts?
I'll make a motion to approve
approve to advertise for the sale of township-owned property by way of online public auction.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Giovanello. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Is there any additional questions or comments? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, and with that, the motion carries unanimously. Okay, moving on to B, the preliminary final land development for SSN Hershey Retail Plat 1399. Mr. Emmerich, if you could please provide the background.
Thank you. This plan proposes to join two properties together to create attractive land totaling 2.56 acres, fronting on West Chocolate Avenue, Lucy Avenue, and also on Sype. It's located in the general commercial zoning district. The site presently contains the 120-room Spark Hotel. The plan proposes the construction of a one-story, 4,500-square-foot retail facility and associated parking. Access to the site is proposed by way of a private driveway from Lucy Avenue, which is connected to the parking drive area of the Spark Hotel, allowing access to Sype Avenue. This proposed use is considered small-scale retail, which is a permitted use in the general commercial zoning district. The site will be served by public water and sewer facilities, and stormwater management will be by the way of a subsurface infiltration bed, partially served by porous pavement. The traffic study was not provided with this submission. The consultant notes in their project narrative that the additional traffic associated with this project is considered to be de minimis in nature, given the amount of existing parking and size of the proposed building. Therefore, a traffic study was not performed. We agree, so long as the proposed use is retail, and by we, I do mean Eric and I. The Derry Township Zoning Hearing Board addressed parts of this proposal under case 2023-20. The applicant received relief to allow certain existing parking spaces and maneuvering aisles to be at their existing 16.5-foot width. The applicant also received relief to allow 78% impervious coverage over the combined lots and to be required only 22% vegetative coverage. So the board understands that's actually reducing the coverage for the Sparks Hotel by percentage, but with this addition, it still exceeds what's permitted by ordinance. If you're wondering the reasoning for the Zoning Hearing Board to grant that relief. This plan requested some waivers and deferments of the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance. They've requested providing storm sewer profiles, sanitary sewer profiles, and water system profiles for existing unaffected facilities. Planning Commission staff recommend that those waivers be granted. They've asked for a deferment for road widening on Sype Avenue. They are widening Lucy. They've asked for a waiver of curbs on Sype Avenue, and they are curbing Lucy. And they've asked for a deferment for sidewalks on Lucy, Sype, and Chocolate Avenue. In each case, the Planning Commission and staff recommended that deferments be granted, subject to and conditional on the property owner agreeing to and executing a declaration of covenants to be recorded against the property that would allow the township to require the installation of those facilities in the future if deemed necessary. I'm recommending approval of Plat 1399 conditioned upon the 19 items listed in my staff comments. I'm also recommending that the waivers and deferments be granted as outlined in the explanation section of this agenda item.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Now, this is really unique, at least from, I think, what this board has seen, knowing that we don't know what this is going to be, correct?
That's correct. There's they've not declared what kind of retail it's going to be.
So are we on the clock with this? Like, do we have to take action on this evening? Oh, thanks.
I'm sorry. That's always okay. At the top of my agenda.
Supervisor Giovanello just said it was May 27th, so we have a little bit of time on it. So it is pretty unusual for us not to know what's going in here. I mean, we talk a lot here about traffic. We talk a lot here about parking. And it's hard to ask appropriate questions or make sure that we're making a good decision when we have no idea what this is going to be. And I looked at the notes, and it looks like the Planning Commission did at least with your guidance, offer some insights if it was potentially going to be a restaurant. But what are our options if this becomes an issue? Let's say we approve this and it becomes a use that's problematic with parking and traffic. What can the township do to remedy that?
So let me just backtrack here 1 second before he takes the floor.
Okay.
The discussion on restaurant came because the one of the documents within the set mentioned restaurant. And that has a different complexion of traffic and parking. The applicant has since removed that reference to restaurant, that it would only be a commercial center.
Okay. So is this the big reveal? Will we get to find out what it is? Let's hope. You saved it for the Board of Supervisors meeting.
Is it dead?
That one's dead too.
Okay.
Maybe speak. Pull one from your desk.
My name is Matt McKinney. I work with MD Associates, which is the registered engineer for this project, representing SSN Hotels. During our initial plan commission submission, we did list retail restaurant, but we did rescind that, knowing that down the road, if we were going to use this use as a restaurant, we would need to do a traffic study. I think we did agree that if this were to become a restaurant, which I want to make clear that right now it's just retail for this plan, that a traffic study would be done. I don't think our client intends for this to be restaurant. I think their intent is retail. That is what we submitted. That is what this plan is aiming to be approved for, is retail, not restaurant. At this time, they do not have a tenant yet. I think they're building it for tenant acquisition.
Okay, so there's not a specific tenant in mind,
which is
why it's so general.
Yes, I think it's a general plan for a tenant, like I'm just going to name one, like Verizon or AT&T or someone who needs 4,500 square feet for a retail use. And once they have a tenant, they could either, you know, fit out the building for that tenant on the inside the walls, not outside, because nothing would change on the project without coming to the Planning Commission and the board first. So at this time, they do not have a tenant for the 4,500 square foot building, but it is going to be retail.
And is the building associated with the hotel next door, or are they completely two separate owners, two separate?
They are the same owner, but they do not share a hotel.
So the retail use isn't to support the hotel?
No.
Okay.
And the space is only for single tenant use. It's not proposed to be subdivided, multiple tenants in the space?
Correct.
And then the two ways in and out, you'd be able to get out of Lucy, and then you'd also go through the parking lot of the hotel and to get it to the second way out?
Both entrances and ways through the site are both multi-directional.
Okay.
That is for deliveries and emergency access as well.
So you're not expecting like a use where you'd have big trucks coming in to deliver things or anything like?
No big trucks, maybe a van to deliver some goods at some point. Like, you know, if let's say it is a retailer, you know, they have to have stock of what they are going to be selling. So I assume at that point they would, you know, they would bring in a, you know, maybe a box truck, but I wouldn't expect a WV67, which is the big trucks coming in. I would not expect that. And they wouldn't fit either.
Yeah, I still have a tough time with this right now, not knowing what's going to be there. Because you might have a like a little dry goods store there that nobody comes to, but you might have something where it's a high traffic area, not cars, but people, you know, high demand, a product or something. I don't know. So, like special widgets or something that become popular all of a sudden. I mean, generally it's fine, but I have a problem because I need to know what's going to be there so we can make a determination. No, we know it's not going to be a restaurant. Well, not yet, at least. We were speculating whether it might be a Starbucks because we...
if we were to do a restaurant or something where there's food being sold, you know, that would have different ordinance restrictions that we would need to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So at this time, it's you know, built and fit out for.
I understand that, but if it's a high-demand product that you're selling, you're going to have lots of people coming there. You're going to have a lot of traffic. You're going to have trucks pulling up.
Yeah. I mean,
so what is it?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could tell you. I don't think that in Derry Township's ordinance it has a difference between retail of which how many parking spaces are going to be there for a high traffic or a low traffic retail tenant.
What's the trigger for a traffic study? You said that if it was a restaurant, you'd be yes. proceeding with a traffic study. What's the trigger for that?
So we'd be adding that as a condition of approval. But 100 peak hour trips or known issues in the area. And this isn't an area that really is a congested area. We know that 4,500 square foot of retail will not draw 100 peak hour trips. That's, I mean, Eric could probably speak to that, or he could just nod. so far as the use, I can tell you why staff didn't dig too deep. We just had a real estate office replaced with actually a restaurant in the downtown. The nature of these uses is they do change. You know, when you look at Stoverdale Center, or even up at the mall over here, tenants come and tenants go. So that's why staff didn't get hypersensitive about an undeclared use.
But there are safeguards in place if we were to approve this to Rick's point, there's an issue here.
What if it becomes a doctor's office, a dentist or a podiatrist or something?
A dentist's office, the parking is one space for each professional that does not see patients and three for each that do. So
would that be able to accommodate such a use?
What's that?
Would that space be able to accommodate such a use?
It could.
Okay.
But, you know, we would regulate the number of practitioners based on the amount of parking available.
Is this the same with the legal office? The same with the tax office?
Those are more general office, but like hairdressers, dentists,
I was getting to that. I was going to list a bunch of different uses.
Yeah, the parking requirement for those professionals that might have somebody waiting and have somebody in a room or cutting their hair, that's three. And then, you know, they drove there themselves. That's three per practitioner that sees people.
But then you're limiting a business on the number of chairs, a hairdresser, for example, the number of chairs they could use.
And that's, because you don't want to create a parking issue.
All right. I still need more specificity.
So we don't have to take action on this tonight, right? We have a bit of time to think about this and ask more questions, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as long as that we have time, is it appropriate that we table it?
If
what's the time frame, Chuck?
May 27th. So we would bring it in first meeting in May.
Is there a time when you may find out with some certainty?
I would imagine as soon as this is approved, they would, you know, be able to start shopping around.
So it's a catch-22.
Yeah. I mean, if we table it, we will probably come back with the same plan, unchanged, possibly a tenant. But I would say it's not likely.
You're going to represent to your client that the board is very interested in as to who's
yes,
going.
I will do that.
I mean, I don't generally have a problem with them. I have an issue with not knowing. Okay. Just generally not knowing.
Can you dig deeper a little bit about the reasoning behind the tenant? Because I just want to know a little bit more about if this isn't retail, what are you worried about?
The traffic.
Pedestrian safety. That's pedestrian safety. What we get.
I mean, even residential homes right across.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, is there any limits to making rights out of there?
And gathering information.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We get dinged on this stuff all the time. So we're looking out. We're trying to look out for everybody as best we can. And this is. In this stage is the best time to start doing that service. Like I said, if it's a high demand product that's going to be dispersed through that store, maybe we have a bigger issue than if it's just a tax office, like I said, or a hairdresser that can be limited.
And check, to Rick's point, too, like how you mentioned that things change over. Let's say it is a tax office and then it becomes a restaurant. Do they have to come back to you? And yeah, so there is at least some sort of process.
So that would be strictly zoning. Now, without a plan restriction on the plan stating that they would do a traffic study if this turns to food service, okay, we would just count spaces, count tables, and either it fits or it doesn't, right? If the board truly wants to see a traffic study, which I was leaning the same way when they were mentioning restaurant, then I would make it a restriction and ask for a plan note to be placed on there, maybe put it in the developer's agreement or some other document. And I think Eric wanted to talk just a little bit about traffic.
Yeah, so 4,500 square feet retail is relatively minor. Of course, it could be something very intense. I'm not even sure what that might be. But in general, whether it be medical office building or used as a typical retail, almost all of the data points that I'm seeing that ITE has on other uses of that size have in the neighborhood of 20 directional trips, whereas the ordinance peak hour directional trips, whereas the ordinance requirement is 100. It might behoove you to look at different uses that are allowable in that zoning and maybe do a quick trip generation for each of those just to illustrate, kind of a worst case how many trips we might be looking at. But I suspect we're going to be well less than 100 for any use that we look at.
Sure. If I'm just going to ask a question here. If this is a proposed plan is to propose a retail use, and we switch that use to medical office, law office, are those in the same category as retail?
The parking may be different.
The parking kind of sits the same as medical office, retail office, those sorts.
It actually does, but okay. In the downtown, the parking would be different for an office.
Okay, so even if we were to, with this plan being approved for retail, medical office, law office couldn't be used in this?
It could if they meet the parking.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
One more question.
Sure.
The owner of this property that's proposing to do this, do you know anything about their track record? What kind of businesses they open at similar sizes?
Hotels. That's
okay. So it's the hotel that's going to own
hotel
it.
Hotel is the apple.
Do they?
So they own the Spark Hotel.
I find that I've never seen a hotel open a side business.
Which might be the reason why they don't have a tenant yet. They could be branching out with we have this property, we don't know what to do with it, we're going to sell a piece of it. That could be a reasoning behind.
That even makes me more curious as to what they're going to sell. The only thing I can see a hotel selling is dry goods. Chips and dip and razor blades and things like that, the stuff they sell in their little stores downstairs.
Sure. But this would most likely be a lease from a tenant, I would imagine.
So we can take a bit more time to digest the Senate. It definitely doesn't seem like we're ready to move this forward.
But are we going to get any more information, though?
I think you can request him to go back to his client and see what additional information you can get with respect to the specific use.
If you could narrow it down to something a little more specific.
Chuck, this is all on one plot, right? It's not like they could subdivide this and sell it off after the development's done. This all stays tied together. All is one for all.
It would be very, very difficult to subdivide this off because of the connected driveways and because of the impervious coverage to create a lot around one.
Got it.
Now, could they condo it? Probably. But they couldn't create a lot.
Got it.
Wow.
Are they sharing parking?
Yes.
They are.
Yes, yes.
Well, if it's part of the hotel, that would be natural.
Right, right.
All right, so seeing as we have until May 27th, we've got a bit of time on this. So at this point, I'll make a motion to table. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there any additional comments or questions?
Yeah, provided that they come back, you guys come back to us with a little more information.
We allowed that.
And if we get to May 27th and we still don't have a tenant.
Just so you know, you're not going to make it to May 27th because I will list this the meeting before it expires. Because.
Yeah.
As I like to say, we will never ever have a deemed approved in Derry. So I'm not going to wait up to that last meeting.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Try to get us what information you can get us, please.
And thank you for being here.
Yeah, too. And thanks for
patience. Thank you for being here and answering the questions that you can answer. We appreciate it. It's always helpful to have someone that's associated with a project come in and speak to us. So thank you for doing that. And we look forward to seeing you at the next time with hopefully some more answers.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, moving on to C, the consideration of approval of an exemption from the development and financial security agreement with Hershey Entertainment and Resorts Company and Hershey Trust Company for the final land development plan for the Hershey Hotel at Hershey West End. Mr. Emmerich, back to you.
Thank you. The board approved this hotel project on October 8th, 2024. It's been underway. how many piles? 370 piles that now they look to tie together with a concrete slab. So they're requesting an exemption of the development and financial security agreement regarding the restriction that no construction work or related activities shall take place after 7 p.m. or before 6 a.m. on any day of the week, as noted in item 4X of the agreement. Specifically, they're requesting to perform mat slab pours, which I get the impression are pretty large and pretty deep, on April 22nd and on April 30th from 1 a.m. to 5 p.m., weather permitting. They note that this will, in some ways, reduce the traffic impacts to the surrounding area. I'm recommending that the board authorizes the exemption for 2 days around the dates that they're looking for, just in case the weather hits wrongly. And with that, unless you have questions for Chris.
And Mr. Emmerich, we did the same thing with Project Milton.
Right.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
I think it was you had to keep pouring. If I remember correctly from that discussion, it was like it had to keep going. So this isn't unusual, and we've done it in the past, granted this exemption. So I don't know if anybody has questions.
I just want to say, I speaking to Project Milton, I talked about my concerns with it being so close to the residents and the apartments across the street. And I have a little bit of concern because of its proximity to the U-Grow. I don't know if it's going to make any difference since it's going to be overnight.
Part of the reason we thought about doing it 1 a.m. to 5 p.m. rather than doing an extended in the evening to avoid all the traffic congestion of folks coming and going, picking up students at UGRO. But not doing that as much from 1 to sort of 5 a.m. So getting ahead of it, getting as many trucks as we can on site, getting that pour started, alleviating some of that impact at UGRO, at the Roastery, HCAR, all those facilities, particularly around that rush hour traffic. Our hope is actually Supervisor Zimuda to be done around 2 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon and be out of there. But our work allows us to go to 5 p.m., so we just went ahead and made it from 1 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Still concerned with meshing of the traffic, dropping kids off in the morning. And
we will be mindful of that. We've had construction traffic come in mostly through the roundabout on the opposite side of it.
So you're going to have minders or people out there with flag guys?
They will if there's any traffic congestion, but I don't know in this case we'll all be using the public roads. There won't have to be any traffic closure.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm good.
Of course. Yeah.
All right. All right. With that, is there a motion?
I move that the Board of Supervisors authorizes an exemption from the development and financial security agreement with the Hershey Entertainment Resorts Company and Hershey Trust Company for the final land development plan for the Hershey Hotel at West End. Phase F, Plat 1393, to allow mat slab pours from 1 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 2 days, which are presently planned for Tuesday, April 22, 2025, and Wednesday, April 30, 2025, weather permitting.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second? All right. Seconded by Supervisor Giovanello. Is there any additional questions or comments? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And any
aye.
Okay, and with that, the motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Brown, for being here.
Thank you to the board for your assistance, as always.
You are welcome. All right, moving on to our last item of business on this evening's agenda. It is the request to close State Route 743 from State Route 422 to Caracas Avenue and the eastbound right straight through and right turn lanes of State Route 422 from Linden Road to State Route 743 for the Memorial Day ceremonies at the Court of Honor in Chocolate Town Square Park on Monday, May 26, 2025 at 10 a.m. Chief Warner, if you could please provide any additional background.
Yep. Thank you, Madam Chair. We're conducting these closures to facilitate for the safety of guests, attendees, and participants of the Memorial Day ceremony on the east side of Chocolate Town Park. We'll limit motor vehicle traffic by having these closures in and around the site of the event. As you stated, State Route 743, Cocoa Avenue from 422 to Caracas Avenue will be closed, and in the right straight through lane and the right turn lane going eastbound on Chocolate Avenue from Linden to Cocoa Avenue will be closed off as well. We will keep the left straight through lane and the left turn lane going eastbound open for the eastbound traffic on 422. We'll probably close it down. I think some of the participants get there around 10 o'clock and start setting up, so we'll probably close it down just before that so they can have their safety and setting up. And then we'll clear those closures once everybody departs from the area and is off the roadways if they're on those closed areas. We'll use officers from the department to maintain those traffic control points. Obviously, we'll try to adjust schedules and do necessary things to minimize the amount of overtime that it's going to cost to man those traffic control points.
All right. Thanks, Chief. Is there any questions for the chief on these road closures? All right. With that, I will offer the motion that the request to close State Route 743 from State Route 422 to Caracas Avenue and the eastbound right straight through and right turn lanes of Route 422 from Linden Road to State Route 743 for the Memorial Day ceremonies at the Court of Honor Chocolate Town Square Park on Monday, May 26, 2025 at 10 a.m. be hereby approved. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Is there any additional questions or comments? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, and with that, the motion passes. And that brings us to the end of this evening's business. And our next up is our supervisor, board, and committee reports. So starting at my left, Supervisor Zamuda, do you have anything to report out this evening?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have no reports. However, I would like to congratulate Hershey High School's Cam Sweeney for being the Penn Live Player of the Year, basketball player of the year. He was averaging 20 points per game and brought Hershey to the championship game. Sadly, we lost. But and best of luck for the upcoming football season, seeing as he is the star quarterback for the team also. I would also like to publicly tell the township to be careful. There's a new driver on the road. My daughter passed her driver's license test this morning. She is now the proud owner of a Pennsylvania driver's license. So please beware.
Well, congratulations to Kira. Yes. And I have heard that the police are out and about, and I have gotten a few texts.
Yeah, Garth, keep an eye out for her, will you?
About our traffic safety patrol being up to business. So we appreciate that. I think Supervisor Wyckoff and I know a few kids who have already gotten pulled over. So, yeah, that's what they're supposed to be doing, keeping our roads safe.
Yep.
So, Supervisor Corrado.
Nothing to report. Thank you.
All right. Supervisor Giovanello.
No report.
All right. Supervisor Wyckoff.
I have no report this evening.
And I have no report this evening as well. So moving on to our department heads. Chief Warner, do you have any additional things to report out tonight? And I do not see the Hershey Volunteer Fire Company here tonight. Mr. Watts, Public Works.
Just a quick update on PennDOT's paving. Looks like milling operations are done on Governor and Cocoa. I have not seen anything started milling-wise on Fishburne. They were on Wood Road, the state section of Wood Road, repaving some pipe crossings that were there. Thought you'd appreciate that update. And I believe there's some action on the sinkhole on Homestead that's in front of the school. I think that's in the works of getting repaired soon.
Mr. Watts, do you think that, is there a plan to like mill everything and then pave it all at once?
I do not know.
Because it's like every time you drive through there, you're like, wow, it's milled. Maybe they'll pave it.
It appears that's their plan.
Yeah. So it's going to be a bumpy road for the next few weeks.
Until they're ready to pave
okay.
it, I assume.
It's kind of shocking to see like those big water pipes that are out there. And I know that they put the fluorescent markers on them,
right.
but...
It's standard. I mean, that's
yeah.
how they pave.
I know we want paved roads, so it's hard to complain, but...
The traffic safety... We'll be busy when the roads are all smooth.
Yeah, everyone's going to be getting a ticket, for sure. Okay, Mrs. Jacobine.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Fear of Commitment book group, which only reads short stories, starts again on April 10th at 6 p.m., and that meets at Castle Vineyards. On Saturday, April 12th, we actually have a double bill at the library. We have For Children, Your Life is a Work of Art at 11 a.m. And then at 2 p.m., the Patrick Kirsten Trio is coming to do a program on jazz and folk music. Then on April 14th at 2 p.m. and April 15th at 6:30 p.m., we're actually premiering a documentary in partnership with WITF. It's called Free for All, the Public Library. So that'll be very exciting, and we're looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. Ms. Walker.
So Parks and Rec also has some exciting events happening on Saturday, April 12th. So before you head to the library, you could head out to Schenck Park for our annual Easter egg hunt. The hunt will begin at 10 a.m. So every 15 minutes, we'll have different age groups. 10 a.m. would be 2 and under. 10:15 is 3 and 4-year-olds. 10:30 is 5 and 6-year-olds. And 10:45 is 7 and 8-year-olds. There's plenty of eggs and prizes and candy for everyone to come out and have a good time.
And what if it rains? Because it looks
rains,
terrible.
Yes. We are keeping a very close eye. If it rains, the rain date is Sunday, April 13th, and we will post on all township social media outlets to make the public aware of a change of date. We're looking at potentially Thursday reevaluating, so
okay.
we have plenty of time to adjust staffing and the public to be aware of.
So by Thursday, you think you'll have made the call?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Fun stuff at the community center as well. Mr. Stump, Township Engineer.
Nothing to report tonight.
Okay. Mr. Emmerich, anything to report this evening?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And Mr. Jackson?
Also nothing to report.
Okay. All right. So with that, that opens up our next opportunity for the public to offer their comments if they wish. Again, the podium is yours, your name, your address, and to please keep it under 3 minutes. All right. Seeing no one coming forward to offer comment, we'll close that opportunity for visitor and public comment. And our last item of business this evening is adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make
the motion to adjourn.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, aye.
Aye.
And the motion is adjourned. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you. See you, Mike.
Thank you, everyone.
See you, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
How the hell are you turning this on? I guess it went off by itself.